Toronto's most awesome Zoomer radio dire straight sultans of swing and the hawk, Ronnie Hawkins on the morning Zoom with Sammy H, Janie B. BC's Nick Taylor made golf history on the weekend, becoming the first Canadian in 69 years to win the Canadian Open. And our Wally Rigabon from the Naz and Wally Sports Hour was there to witness it all. Wally joins us now. Hey, Wally.
Good morning. How's everybody this morning?
Well, we're great, and we're so glad that you let us know you were there yesterday. Tell us all about it.
I've got to thank Golf Canada for treating me well, and they gave me access. I was it was just the most surreal moment, the highlight of my my life when it comes to sports. I was right next to the green when Nick Taylor on the fourth playoff hole. You couldn't have asked for more drama. And he sinks a 72-foot putt for eagle. You couldn't script it. I completely lost my emotions. I was standing next to Mike Weir and Corey Connors and Graham Dillette, and I just rushed the green. I was headed towards Nick Taylor. And right in front of me, I don't know if you've heard the story, right in front of me was Adam Hadwin, who's one of Nick Taylor's best friends. He's a Canadian PGA golfer in his own right. He was in the thick of the mix as well, and he lost his emotions too. He ran onto the green with a bottle of champagne. I was right behind him, and then he got a security guard, a whole bunch of them popped out of nowhere and just tackled a PGA Tour pro and Nick Taylor's best friend to the ground, and I was there. I said, "Oh my God, I'm next."
I was just going to say, Wally, you were about
I go, there was this 6'10" Toronto's finest, probably 9,000 pounds, who gave me a glare. And then I just came to my senses and realized maybe I got no business being where
right.
I am right now. And I sort of backed off, and I stood on the green, took a whole bunch of pictures, and didn't realize it till this morning. I went through my pictures this morning. I go, oh my God, I got a picture right behind Adam Hadwin, just with champagne spray all over the picture. It was just remarkable.
That's amazing. And had you been another second or two before Adam, you would have been the guy we were talking about for all the wrong reasons.
I'd probably be in the hospital. I'm a little bit older. I'm a little bit older than Adam Hadwin, and probably not as good a shape. So they probably would have had to send somebody to take me home. But it was, if I can get personal for just a minute, it was just incredibly personal for me. It was emotional. I'm a passionate golf fan. I've been a passionate golf fan my entire life. I got the opportunity, thanks to Golf Canada, to return to Oakdale this week for the first time, second time in 59 years. I caddied there when I was 9 years old, 10 years old.
And amazing.
And when I got there on Tuesday, they let me walk around the course, and I walked around it at sunset, and there was this amazing Canadian golfer who was an assistant pro at the time at Oakdale. I don't know if you've ever heard the name George Knutson. I caddied a couple of times for George Knutson in the mid-1960s. He's one of the greatest Canadian golfers of all time. And when I arrived there on Tuesday afternoon, I just wanted to walk to the spot where I'd spent some time with George shagging balls for him in the sunset back in 1965. And I took a picture of myself. And I tell people they think I'm crazy when I tell this story, but it's not. I just felt his spirit there. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, something crazy is going to happen this week. Something special is going to happen this week. And when it did, 72-foot putt, eagle on the fourth playoff hole. I mean, these things don't happen. They just don't happen.
No, thank you so much for sharing your story. We love that you were there, and we love your passion. Thank you.
And I was wearing a Zoomer hat.
Oh, well, you buried the lead, Wally. That was the best part. There you go.
Even better. Thanks for the story, Wally. That's really awesome.
Thanks for letting me share it. Thank you.
And you can hear Wally every Sunday morning at 9 on the Naz and Wally Sports Hour right here on Zoomer Radio.